Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bye, Snarny.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ha ha! Let's go!
Friday.
Let's go Friday before Christmas. I know everybody's ticked off. I get it.
Why am I ticked off?
Because the Warriors just ticked everybody off again.
Oh, you clowns trying to fade, and I got it right.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Seattle's going to win by more than one.
Hold on. I don't care.
Fade.
I don't care. They won. Can I read you a DM I got on Instagram?
I won.
Good
Go
for
ahead.
You. Well,
yeah,
actually,
you.
The DM on Instagram might change the way you think about this.
Okay.
I want to say thanks to Zach Robertson. You're clearly a good listener. You were tapped in and dialed in, and he sent me a DM at 6:55 in the morning, which means you're a good morning person.
Yep.
Just like me. I love it. Get up at 6:55 and start sending DMs to your favorite radio hosts. I love it. Zach wrote, "I love that you and Dibs were both right for last night's game. He took the Rams and they covered.
Boom.
You took the Seahawks so that the Niners now control their own destiny, and both things happened. At least celebrate that before you guys get in to the depressing state of the Warriors, LOL." You know what that stands for on the internet?
Probably laugh out loud.
Exactly. And thank you, Zach.
I was not laughing out loud when Draymond came in and turned it over, and when they went from... oh my God, up by 14 to down 5. But hey, wait a minute. Dylan the villain, with a flagrant, 2 throws, and then a Jimmy line drive 3. Oh my God, we got a ball game.
We got a ball game.
And then they still ended up losing. But all the while, just, I mean, real quick on the football game, we'll get into football, during the
come
show.
On.
But
yeah, this was
game,
huge.
But that game, it went the way we wanted. That game was awesome.
That game was the game of the year.
That game was super fun.
To me,
and Sean McVegas.
Oh,
again, found his way into a loss.
Listen.
Wow.
It's the holiday season, and a lot of you, right? We're now 6 days away, and I know how it goes. You're sitting there, you're thinking, my God, I got so much to do by next Thursday. I don't have the time to do it. The rain is coming. The rain is coming any minute, and apparently it's never leaving again for the rest of 2025. That's what we're told. That's what my app says.
Right.
So I get it. It's very, very stressed. Out there. Do you want to know something that I hope will make you feel better? No matter how stressed you are not as stressed as Sean McVay. I have never seen someone look like that. It looks like every single feature on his face is about to fly off of it and run at the reporter. He's in attack mode. He's got his hands on the table and he's leaning toward, oh, and by the way, remember when Guru all week has been really flustered that Raymond Ritter had to tell Steve Kerr about the Joe Lacob email before the press conference? You want to know why? Reason number 8,000 why Raymond Ritter is the absolute best in the business. Did you see Sean McVegas try to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Struggle through a post-game press conference where no one had informed him that his top wide receiver lost his damn mind on Twitter for the third time this week.
Right.
In the locker room right after the game, and he had no idea. And he was caught completely flat-footed. And he didn't know what to say, and he was stressed and annoyed and angry. And that's what good PR people do. You get that coach ready for that question.
Right, and I mean, the other part of it is, my God, Puka Nacua, have a day.
Dude.
Have a day,
have
Puka.
A week.
Well, just, I mean.
Great stats.
The night he had
bad
last night.
PR.
But forget the PR. Just let's talk about football for just a moment. 12 for 225 and
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Like, even then, they lose the game, and he's over with Stafford, and he's like, you know, kind of put his arm around him like, it's not us. I mean, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, they went out there, and
yeah.
they did the damn thing. He was amazing.
I'd like to put, speaking of put your arm around people, I'd like to put my arm around anybody who's going against Puka Nacua in a fantasy playoff game this week. It sucks. Yeah. Then you have to sit here for 72 hours and look at different permutations to see if you can figure out a way where maybe it'll still all work out. Will all of the guys, other players, just put up a bunch of goose eggs this weekend? It's nauseating.
Yeah.
I think that's
47.5 PPR with 12 catches.
Puka?
Yep. 12 and, oh no, it's actually 50.5 with a 3-point
bonus.
What
was the total number?
12 catches, which 12, is 12.
That's 12 points.
225, which is 22.5.
Sure.
So now we're at 34.5. Two touchdowns,
that's
which is another 12.
So we're up to 46.5.
In our league, you get a 3-point
bonus
for over 100.
Yeah.
So 49 and a hook.
You don't get another 3-point bonus for over 200?
I don't think so. I mean, you probably should, right?
You definitely should.
Whatever.
You get a 5-point bonus. Anyway, whatever. Yeah, you're dead if you're going against him. Sorry. But I do want to – I'm glad Zach sent that because I do want to take a moment. There's plenty of the day for us to get super angry about the Warriors. I get it. You get it. We will. That was a very – for that game, the way you kind of laid it out to where it's like, all right, enough. You've gotten all the rest. You've gotten the hard games out of the way. This needs to start now. I thought Steve Kerr played that game as if they super-duper uber needed it. If you look at the minute allocation, that looks to me like somebody who was like, we've got to win this game. And you didn't, and you didn't even score 100 points, and Dylan Brooks clowned you, and all of that stuff. It could not be more frustrating right now. But today is the first day all year where it actually feels maybe better than 50-50 that something special is coming for the San Francisco 49ers.
Maybe, yeah.
Like it actually feels attainable, and maybe even, dare I use the word, likely?
Oh, boy.
Well,
that's risky.
Now, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl, but, I mean, they're favored in the last three games, right? They've got to be.
Yeah.
They've got to be favored in all three games.
Yep. I mean, pending what happens on Monday, but right now that spread has gone from 6 down to 5.5.
Sure, but can you, like, can we please?
And do you think they'll be favored against Seattle in Week 18?
I do, because I don't think people looked at last night as Seattle outplayed the Rams. I think people look at last night like Seattle got super lucky, and it's a home game, and it's a prime timer, and if the 49ers are coming off, like they will have won six in a row if they were, right. If they were to win the other two, those are quality opponents. Yeah, I do. I think it'll be a small favorite, but yes, I think the Niners will be favored in that game. So look, I'd still say that, you know, another three-game win streak here to end this, this is going to be really hard. And I'm not going to say they've got it or anything like that. But this is the first day all year where this feels attainable. And that's nuts. You cannot tell me that this season's going to end with a one seed. That's diabolical.
It's crazy. I mean, no Bosa, no Warner, and no Brock for, what, eight games, was it? And so,
eight games,
and,
yes.
I mean, you're sitting with this, and you know, you've done it with a last place schedule. Schedule Sam would tell you that, yeah, you should have been good, but maybe not this good. And then last night kind of gave you that little bit of a glimpse into, all right, now you have a chance. And if you want to look back right now, before we look forward, you look back at this year, the Mac Jones win on the road Thursday night at LA. That's going to be one.
Signature
if they
moment.
Do get the one seed, that to me is going to be the one you look at where they come out, they score, they get the ball back, they score, and you're up 14-0 against the Rams, and you had to hold on for dear life, by the way.
Yeah, and you
and
did,
win
like,
in overtime.
I know that, you know, playmaking, sometimes people get stuck in the whole, like, this was lucky or this was actual execution. But if you think about the Rams this year, they've lost four times. Whatever happened a couple of weeks ago in Carolina, you played a stupid game. I don't know what happened in that game. But look at their other three losses, okay? Look at them. Philadelphia, they were up 26-7.
Yep.
And even in gacking that one away, they still were lining up for a game-winning field goal that got blocked.
Was that game-winning or game-tying? It was game-winning?
No, it was game-winning.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was going to be a game-winning field goal, and it got blocked.
Block six.
Right. Okay, now go to the 49er game. You just laid that out. Sure, they go up 14-0, then the Rams dominate much of the rest of the way. They're going in for the game-winning touchdown, and what happens? Kyren Williams fumbles at the two-inch line. There's that. And then there's last night where, for God's sakes, a Rams fan, I'm a Niner diehard, and I can still see through these eyes and tell you that that's a pretty controversial two-point conversion to bonk it off someone's helmet, have it roll into the end zone, have officials blow the whistle, and then Zach Charbonnet picks the ball up without even realizing there's a point to it, and that ends up being a two-point conversion that allows them to go into overtime. The Rams are the best team.
Yep.
But they're probably going to finish in third place. Like, this, the breaks are not going their way.
Right.
So, is magic happening? I don't know. Santa wears red.
Well, and you have to.
You're saying.
Exactly. You're just saying that. And, I mean, shout out Hanukkah. And
night five or six?
It's night six, okay. Yeah. We're on the back nine, as we talked about yesterday.
I wasn't home last night, so I start losing track.
And the Niners still have a lot of work to do, obviously, to make this whole elf on the shelf reality happen. And it starts in Indy, and DeForest Buckner apparently is going to be cleared to play, and he's going to be back and good to go. So we can get more into that game as we go. But last night's Warrior game gave me a certain amount of Niner vibes from last year, where the Niners had plays that they could have made and didn't. And last night, the Warriors had two or three plays that if they make those plays, they win the game. And that was the Niners last year.
Yeah, let's get into it. And so, sure, we're here for your calls. And why don't we just start it completely as wide open of a lane as possible? What is ticking you off about the Warriors? And therefore, you can take this to any player, any coach, any situation you want. I'll give you two things that I found very frustrating about last night. Coming up next, we're sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. Your frustrated Warrior phone calls right now. The voice of the Suns, John Bloom's going to join us in 2.5 hours. They're on a plane right now. When they land, he'll call in. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.